there's a area right there, right now. Ways in which, slight advantages of the incumbents, this is day of, day of stuff. But you can't really say any one thing has a very decisive effect, calculative effect, this is gonna be. One of my goals for me today, this is a subtle thing, but, then again, this is just, something like 8 or 9 million people.
Don't tell me we bugged somebody.
8 or 9 million people went to federal parks in the year, summertime. Every one of them this summer will be handed, this is the main parks that people quote you. Here, drugs have done tremendous progress, the president makes the legacy of drugs, the people going to the parks care about the parks. Everyone gets handed that, a lot of people, that's good.
Tell us about the Easter frustrate, the Jesus out of us.
Yeah, we're putting, there's a mailer in every social security envelope this month that quotes your message on the project behind, which is getting food stamps to the elderly, it's a mildly program that gets your name and full of your money.
To every social security, we're gonna pay for it.
Well, this is the bank putting a mailer thing, it only goes to the people that benefit from that.
We sent out a 7.5 million veterans to your 50th anniversary statement on our state. Got $35,000, sent 7.5 million to the federal mailer. But these things, we couldn't do those in 1968. And if you had called up a guy like Joe T. in 1968, just to come back to that example, he'd have been impressed, but he wouldn't be going out here and speaking. Now, the United States picking up that telephone, that's a tragedy. Well, I'll tell you, it's like we're gonna have to get caught eventually when we aren't playing welfare department or anything, sure.
That's really kind of amazing, that that's not us.
No, I have never said no to anybody except to Roy Schultz, but I think welfare department is losing. And so therefore, I think that we're gonna stay right where we are, and some of the bits lose. And this, I really don't have to, you're still the government. Long is gonna screw it up.
Or if they told you can this morning, that we could put this all away in domestic.
Well, we did, I think, we did have the balance in the New York House. All right, well, this, he says that your veterans did say prevail, prevent welfare reform.
Who says this?
Kevin Phillips, he's got an article coming in the New York House.
My veterans did say prevail.
That doesn't sound very good.
No, I don't think so, conservatives.
Well, for certainly, the New York Times, maybe.
Thank God, nobody reads the goddamn thing except the people that are against us, so that's all right. I think those that read it with for us don't pay attention to it. Cool.
I don't think you can base a campaign.
Well, I'll tell you what, I get my stuff. I maybe that maybe Chuck that I get I'm basing my reactions too much on that. And I do have to read now the election. Quick survey of person. And maybe this doesn't seem too, and it shouldn't, because there was someone who bent over the other way. It should bend over the other way. So, which it does, it scares them.
Are you gonna talk to these people or not? I better take a microphone down.
I'm just gonna greet them and then walk out to the outside places because there's nothing to say to them. Don't have anything to hear.
Sorry. Just telling you that he's been surveying the National Association of County Schools.
Yeah.
All of the governments. And so he hasn't met one yet. And so, by the way, your resolution supporting passed. It passed by voice vote unanimously between the senators. You know, out of 500 some people.